USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The battle continues in Ukraine as they've rejected demands from Russia to surrender Mariupol as the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold in that port city where over 300,000 people are believed to be trapped. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
As the Senate hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson begin, a majority of Americans believe she should be confirmed as an associate justice on the Supreme Court. A Monmouth University poll found that 55% of respondents said Jackson should be confirmed. Just 21% said she should not be confirmed, and 24% had no opinion. More than two-thirds of respondents said it's important for the Supreme Court to reflect the country's racial, ethnic, and gender composition. Amid a growing COVID-19 surge overseas, there are renewed concerns among health officials in the U.S. that the spread of the highly transmissible subvariant BA2 could cause the country to face yet another vital resurgence. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she, too, anticipates there could be an increase in new virus cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
While the war rages on in Ukraine, China is hoping for a ceasefire.
China wants to see a ceasefire and peace talks in Ukraine. That's according to the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Chen Zhang saying that China is sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine, but no weapons. However, he refused to condemn the Russian invasion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Saudi Arabia said earlier this morning that it won't bear any responsibility for shortages in global oil supplies after a fierce barrage of attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels affecting production in the kingdom, the world's largest oil exporter. Saudi officials remain aware that even their smallest comments can swing the price of oil and rattle global markets. The statement comes as the kingdom remains lockstep in OPEC and other oil-producing countries in a deal limiting increases in production and energy prices rise higher amid Russia's war on Ukraine. Since the Biden administration refuses to use American resources, Americans have had to pay record-breaking prices at the pump for gasoline. The Biden administration intends to declare that Myanmar's years-long repression of the Rohingya Muslim population is now genocide. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to make the designation this afternoon at an event at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. The designation does not add new measures against Myanmar's military-led government. They've already been hit with multiple layers of U.S. sanctions since the campaign began in 2017. This is USA Radio News.